A long life, well lived, can be a gift to many people. Last week, the Bay Area said farewell to Frank Kwan, who for 90 years kept his doors open to friends and strangers alike at China Camp State Park. Frank's secluded spot on the beach on the San Pablo Bay was staked out by his grandfather in the 1890s, back when China Camp was one of a few dozen Chinese fishing villages dotting the Bay Area shores. The settlement became a state park in the late 70s, and Frank's lifelong residency was written into the park's general plan. He lived out the rest of his life there in the wooden shacks where he grew up. He lived all by himself, but he was hardly ever alone. KALW's Julie Kane brings us his story.
Frank Kwan's porch is not really a porch. It's a couple of weather-worn picnic tables on the gravel beach just a few feet from the bay.
Hey, Frank.
Hi, how we doing?
Good. Thirsty?
Right now, it's cocktail hour. It's a daily ritual for Frank Kwan and his friend John Muir.
My name's John Muir. No relation.
Yes, not that John Muir.
I'm Frank Kwan.
You got a knife, Frank?
The two of them have been friends for almost 20 years. Muir has a wood shop a few buildings down the beach from Kwan's house. It all started when Kwan stopped by the San Francisco Maritime National Historical Park.
Yeah, I went over there a few times looking for a part for a engine. Yeah, that's where I first met him, and then tangled with his boss several times. Yeah.
Growled at him, I'm sure.
We're like, he said, you got a whole box of parts in there. You know, why can't I get one of those? It's crazy.
Muir works for the National Park Service. He's a builder and curator of old boats. And the engine part Kwan wanted was a historic artifact to everybody except Frank Kwan. For him, it was just something he needed to keep things running at China Camp. And that piqued John Muir's interest.
I talked to him more about it, and he started ranting about that again, and finally just decided, listen, you don't understand. We're trying to do the same thing. We'll see what we can do. I remember getting kind of flustered with him, and he just started kind of laughing. I was like, I gave it back to him a little bit.
The boat's not fitting there, John. It's going to be tricky to get that out of there.
These days, the two friends get out on the water together whenever they can. Usually, they take out Frank's old fishing boat. It's seen better days.
It's been actually the last couple of years, lots of repairs, some few mishaps, and lots of effort just to keep it up and running, which I think is just good for Frank. I think he loses his mind when the boat doesn't work. So he's also damn handsome when he's at the helm here running it. You going to shoot between, Frank?
Oh, yeah. Hope we don't get stuck.
They come out just to be on the water, but sometimes they try their hand at catching shrimp. Kwan says he used to bring it in by the ton, but nowadays they're lucky if they catch a hatful. Water diversion and overfishing have killed off much of the sea life. It's a part of Kwan's life that's gone for good.
It's a sad 30-year period. It's gone, and I'm never going to come back. And that's the hard part. You know?
Could be interviewing Frank every night and writing things down and recording this whole experience, but then was just living it.
We're sitting in Muir's wood shop at China Camp. It's where he spends a couple days every week working on boats and talking to Kwan.
Somebody was just telling me about this quote from Wendell Berry that was about if you meet somebody like that, you should ask them questions and, you know, record what they say and think. But if you can actually get a chance just to be with them or to be one of them, that's first.
It's actually a poem by Wendell Berry, and Muir thinks about it a lot. It's called The Record.
My old friend tells us how the country changed, how the creek ran 3 weeks after a good rain, long ago, no more. You'd have to know this country mighty well before I could tell you where.
Muir's latest project is a historic Italian fishing boat that he's building by looking at faded photographs. The bay used to be full of these boats, but they don't come with plans.
Both the Chinese and the Italians sort of started out as fishermen here and then went on and left a lot of those traditions behind for more lucrative businesses or just rising through the social scale. So a lot of their culture is, you know, the boats and the rig and all those things are such the everyday meditation of these people.
About 10 years ago, he built a 19th century Chinese fishing boat called a junk. Just like with the Italian boat, Muir built it from old photos. And the burned-out husks of a couple of junks they dredged up out of the mud next to Frank's house. Muir named the reconstructed boat the Grace Kwan, after Frank's mother.
My mother was Caucasian, raised by a Chinese person as a child, so she spoke Chinese fluently.
A white woman who lived among Chinese people her whole life, at a time when that was unheard of. She first came to China camp on an outing with a friend, and that's when she met Frank's dad.
They had to go to Nevada to get married, and they couldn't get married here in California.
Yeah. Why couldn't they get married?
Because it wasn't allowed. Mixed marriage.
It was illegal, but she moved to China camp with Frank's dad anyway and lived out the rest of her life there. She ran the family businesses, a general store, a cafe, and boat rentals for weekend picnickers. She'd grown up an orphan, and she treated everyone who came there like they were her own kids. China Camp still has that same feel, even long after her death.
And my young friend says, "Have him speak this into recorder. It is precious. It should be saved." I know the panic of that wish to save the vital knowledge of the old times, handed down, for it is rising off the earth, fraying away in the wind in the coming day.
Frank, one thing that might be nice is to, if you could man a stern line.
Yeah,
because we'll hold that until we get off. That way I can power out, and then we'll cast off.
Yeah, get over there. Okay? Get your boat over
get
here.
Get my boat turned into the current.
The boat named for Frank's mother is Seaworthy. It's about 40 feet long, wooden, and stained black, with one tall mast and a copper-colored sail shaped kind of like a bat's wing. It looks old, and it looks handmade.
Is there any Frank Kwan in this boat?
Yeah, I think so. Actually, Frank was really good because he's a fisherman. He's pretty, wants to get the boat running and things going, and he's also Depression era, so he doesn't want to spend a damn nickel on it. And so there's a lot of, he was great because, you know, our tendency is always to go fancier, cleaner, perfect fits. And Frank's like, get that thing nailed in, you know. So I think Frank saw anywhere there's a rough edge and a, you know, that's Frank in there, I think. And he was like our fancy police, you know. You guys, it's not a yacht, damn it, it's a workboat. Now, you get that thing nailed in there yet?
After another day's boat ride, we're back at the picnic table, Frank's porch. It's cocktail hour, and he set out olives he brined himself, some cheese, and good bread.
He's pretty good company.
Oh, yeah, good company. We've always got somebody rolling in. Sometimes we have. You plan for two and then always got six or seven.
Yeah, summertime.
We always round up something for me.
That's a kind of incredible thing about China Camp is, you know, Grace grew up in an orphanage. And I'm feeling it too, is that there's this whole sense that I'm just one of not many friends of theirs that forever that have been coming here, building boats, helping them straighten things out, take care of the place. Like there's a real like orphanage sort of place where they just welcome, super welcoming. I mean, Frank still is like in the middle of a park and there's people coming by all the time. And, you know, like we'll just lay out a meal for whoever shows up, you know, and just, it's like this spirit. And I think it's as a key factor in this place is like that's that sort of orphanage spirit. I think that's the core of the place. And it's amazing, amazing thing. Live here as one who knows these things. Stay if you live. Listen and answer. Listen to the next one like him if there is to be one. Be the next one like him if you must.
There's a tradition in Chinese culture, one that Frank's mom taught him. When someone dies, you put a little food out for them, something they liked. It's a way to take care of people, to make sure they have what they need.
Oh, yeah,
well, Frank will be putting out a little bit of scotch for you. good cheese.
A little shot of the cheese. A little single malt out, you know.
I don't know about that. No, okay, whatever you want.
For Cross Currents, I'm Julie Kane.
That piece originally aired in 2014. Frank Kwan died last week. We're setting out some single malt and good cheese for you, Frank.